Dance with me, Orleans. 8 minutes before four is the time at WJMA. Early's Used Cars features wholesale prices and open 7 days a week.
Wherever I go, whoever I see, how is Julie? My friends ask of me.
How is Julie? Friends want to know. Give her our love and that we said hello.
You're such a lucky guy,
all my friends would say, for an angel like Julie.
Approaching 4 o'clock, and I'm sneaking up on all the news out in the newsroom right now and find out if the world's still out there. I'll give you an advance tip. It is. Sorry to say. Now, here's something that I am glad to give you a tip about, and that is that your response has been so great that Carson of Virginia at Brightwood has added more floor space to the factory outlet. This means you'll have extra space for the Carson warehouse for your shopping. You'll find seconds on pewter and colonial accessories. Well, I'd save you up to 60%. And some slightly damaged clocks and lamps, they'll save you 75%. There's a new shipment of pewter just in, and Carson still has a free gift for each family. Visit the Carson of Virginia factory outlet at Brightwood, and you can do it today. They're open every day till Christmas. Music from Jacques Brel, sung by Dionne Warwick. If We Only Have Love.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn. And the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only had love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes. We will sleep without tears. If we only had love, we can reach those in pain. We can heal all our wounds we can use our own names. If we only had love, we can melt all the guns and then give the new world to our daughters and sons.
Dionne Warwick, If We Only Have Love. That's the music of Jacques Brel. You may have seen or heard a show called Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well. There's just tons of this fine Jacques Brel music in that show. It's played in New York for many years. That's a nice one. The French guys seem to have these emotional build-ups like that, don't they? Well, if you're all emotionally built up now, we'll have a look at the news. Not anything to get really emotionally built up over. But it is now 4 o'clock, and this is WJMA, AM and FM in Orange. And it's 54 degrees, that's 12 Celsius. And here's what's new. The Federal Reserve Chairman says persistent inflation in the face of an 8 or 9% unemployment rate indicates that something is basically wrong with the American economy. Chairman Arthur Burns explains, in his words, if an unemployment rate of 8 or 9% is insufficient to bring inflation to a halt, then our economic system is no longer working as we once supposed. In a speech prepared for commencement ceremonies at the University of Akron, Burns says that in future, the government will have to rely on structural economic reforms as well as responsible monetary and fiscal policies. Burns didn't spell out what type of reform he might have in mind, but he did note that competition has become less intense in many of our private markets. Unemployment usually tends to depress demand and thus cool inflation. While the current U.S. unemployment rate stands at 8.3%, prices at the consumer level remain more than 7.5% ahead of last year. The UN's chief environmentalist says some industrialized nations have been using economic and energy problems as an excuse to tone down environmental protection aims. And Environment Chief Maurice Strong says the United States is notable among them. In an interview with the Associated Press, Strong listed President Ford's veto of the strip mining bill as one of the signs of U.S. retrenchment. House Democratic leader Thomas O'Neill says the House Intelligence Committee has asked the Ford administration to spell out exactly what role it is playing in Angola. And O'Neill says recent reports that the United States has funneled $25 million to anti-Soviet factions in the Angolan Civil War have really caught the House by surprise. Tip O'Neill says Intelligence Committee Chairman Otis Pike is asking for a report within 48 hours. According to O'Neill, the administration is being asked to explain, how did we get in the position we're in, what do we do about it, and where are we going from here? O'Neill's comments came this afternoon in a broadcast interview on Meet the Press. The chief strategists of the Ford and Reagan presidential campaigns faced off this weekend at the Southern Republican Conference in Houston, and both sides voiced optimism geared to the forthcoming primary races. Strategists in the Ford camp predict the president will win Republican primaries in the states where former California Governor Ronald Reagan is strongest. But leaders of the Citizens for Reagan Committee said their man will win early and often during the primary swing and will go into the 76th convention with a proven record of popularity. Dutch police are describing as a fable that a Dutch radio report that gunshots rang out today inside the Indonesian consulate in Amsterdam, where Moluccan gunmen are holding 25 hostages. That siege is continuing, but another, aboard a hijacked train north of Amsterdam, has ended peacefully. Six South Moluccan gunmen stepped out of the booby-trapped train and surrendered peacefully to police. There are 24 hostages, described as in reasonable shape, and were taken to hospitals for checkups. The Dutch ministry underlined that no concessions have been made to the train hijackers. Well, San Francisco Judge Charles Goff has hit on a novel way to reduce the boredom of pretrial hearings. He conducts them by telephone. A municipal court judge says he's gotten a good deal of good initial reaction from attorneys to his conference call technique. And Judge Goff suggests that it could cut down on clients' legal fees by freeing the lawyers to use their time more efficiently. About the only complaint so far comes from one attorney who says he misses the personal contact with a judge. He says you can't look a judge in the eye over the telephone. This is WJMA Radio News.
Yes?
Lady, we picked up this guy hanging around your house.
Officer, this is ridiculous. This is my own house.
That right, lady?
The brown suit looks familiar.
Myra, this is no joke.
Any of you kids recognize this guy?
Tell the nice policeman who I am, Georgie.
I'm Jeffrey.
Okay, let's go.
But wait, I can explain. It's all a mistake.
Ever get the feeling you're not spending enough time with your family? Give them everything. Give them your time. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Mormons.
WJMA Radio News time is 4:05. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, although it's a mild night in prospect, with lows above freezing, probably to the mid-40s. Chance of showers and continued mild on Monday, highs in the low and mid-60s. About a 20% chance of rain tonight, 40% tomorrow. 54 degrees, 12 Celsius outside our studio door at 4 o'clock, and the relative humidity is 48%. And that's the WJMA Radio News at 4. This is WJMA AM and FM in Orange. Early's Used Cars sells great used cars, and they're open today.
And we'll have it.
Our day will come. I knew the time would come when I'd get caught checking the news machine, and Frankie Valli would be singing out there. Ah, the reason I was checking the news machine was I wanted to get you a final score here. Buffalo, New England final is in. Buffalo won that one 34-14. And that's the first NFL final of the afternoon. And then I wanted to tell you that, as expected, I lost the piece of paper. There it is. Henry Howell did announce this afternoon that he will seek the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in 1977. As somebody pointed out not long ago, we're going to have two guys, Henry Howell and Andy Miller, running for governor for 2 years. That is going to be one of the longest campaigns in Virginia history. And at 4:10, I've got something that is maybe not nearly as earth... Hey, this is as earth-shaking, by gosh. As earth-shaking as Henry Howell announcing that he wants to run for governor is the news that this weekend, the 230 Toy Barn in Madison County has reduced prices. So you can really do some savings now and fill up the old Santa Claus toy bag. The Toy Barn, you know where it is. It's on Route 230 in the old, old Amoco building between Arota and Radiant. The Toy Barn is stocked to the brim with toys of all kinds, and this weekend you can really save. This weekend only, prices dramatically reduced. The 230 Toy Barn in Madison County. By the way, MasterCharge and Bank AmeriCard gladly accepted. What was I going to do next? Have you ever heard, this is something that I have not heard, so I'm looking forward to it. Now, Ella Fitzgerald has been for, what would you say, 25 or 30 years, one of my favorite singers. Gal along with Peggy Lee of infinite style and variety and lasting quality. And Ella Fitzgerald is about the only person I know of who could do Old MacDonald Had a Farm and get away with it. I haven't heard it, so let's listen together. E-I-E-I-O.
Thank you. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. Put a chick-chick here, a chick-chick there. He chick there, chick-chick everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. On this farm he had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. With oink oink here, oink oink there. Here oink there, oink 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 everywhere. Chick-chick here, a chick-chick there. He chick there, chick-chick chick everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, oh yeah, yeah, oh. On his farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack quack here, a quack quack there. He quack there, quack quack back there. Chick chick here, chick chick there. He chick there, chick 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 there. Chick chick here, oink oink there. He oink there, oink oink there. Everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. On his farm he had a board, E-I-E-I-O. With a oink oink here, a clink clink here. Where he a clink there, clink 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 there. Chick chick here, a chick chick there. He chick there, chick 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 there. Quack here, we quack back there. Here quack there, quack 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 there. We're going here, we're going there. Here on there, on going there. We're all MacDonald had a farm. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh, MacDonald had a farm. And on this farm he had some cows. I want a boo boo here and a boo boo there. Here boo there, boo 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 everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm. Oh, MacDonald had a farm. What a swinging farm. On this farm he had some chicks. E-I-E-I-O. Put a chick chick here, a chick chick there. Quack quack here, a quack quack there. Oink oink here, oink oink there. Moo moo here and moo moo there. Oink quack, moo oink. The heck with it.
I tell you, I declare, I think we've reached the peak for the afternoon. If you don't mind, I think I'll just go home right now. Oh, Ella. Old MacDonald had a farm. You never sang it that way in Cub Scouts, I bet you, did you? Isn't that wonderful? This is from Ella's album. Let me dig down here and get it. We got it not long ago. It's called The History of Ella Fitzgerald, put out on Verve. And lots of things that have been previously released, they've all pulled them together, and they got some nice-looking art on the thing, an old-fashioned turntable, old 78s grinding away in an ancient Nickelodeon, back when it really only cost you a nickel to play the tunes. Imagine dropping a nickel in and getting Ella singing "Oh MacDonald" like that. That's a $20 performance if I ever heard one. Here's something that is a $25, $50, $75 performance. Anytime you want to take advantage of it, Early's Used Cars is open today. Used cars at wholesale prices. 4:15 at WJMA on a Sunday afternoon. Nothing much changing in the weather, still about like it was. It never really got mild and sunny this afternoon. It got kind of warm, about 54, 55 degrees. That's around 12 on the Celsius scale, and that's about where it stood. The relative humidity dropped on off to below 80%, around 78, which is where it is now. And we should have much the same for tonight, mild. It won't get down. It'll be in the upper 30s, well above freezing. Chance of showers and continued mild for tomorrow, and maybe 20% chance of rain tonight, 40% tomorrow. So the weather is not too startling or too significant. I will tell you that the Christmas cantata, Christ is Born, will be presented at the Zion Baptist Church at Madison Run. Begins this afternoon at 5:30, so you have time to get to that one. If that is one that was on your list of must-dos, remember, Christmas cantata, tonight at 5:30. And speaking of music, the Singing Christmas Tree will be presented tonight at the Orange Baptist Church at 7:30. I guess you could catch the cantata at Zion Baptist and then go to Orange Baptist Church at 7:30. The Busy Bee Club of Little Zion Baptist Church is celebrating its 16th anniversary tonight at 7 o'clock. Guest speaker is the Reverend Walter Johnson. Those are a few things from the WJMA Community Bulletin Board. On Monday at 1, tomorrow, we're going to present our annual Christmas Monday at 1 program. This is being presented a couple of weeks early because we wanted to schedule our good friend French Slaughter in, and the only time he could make it for a personal performance, a personal appearance, and will answer your questions on the telephone is going to be the last Monday before Christmas. So in our traditional spot, we usually have the Monday at 1 Christmas program with the Carols of Alfred Burt on the last Monday before Christmas, but this year, so that we can have a chance to have a conversation with French Slaughter, we'll be having our Christmas Monday at 1 program on this Monday, which will be the 15th, tomorrow. If you have never heard these carols of Alfred Burt, maybe I'll get a chance to play one or two of them in here before we call it quits for the afternoon. If not, be sure and listen tomorrow afternoon at 1. I think they're beautiful carols, and I love to play them. What am I going to play now? I'd love to teach the world to sing.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it. The real thing, what the world.
And that, of course, as you recognize, is a variation on the theme of the Annie Greensprings commercial, or Dad's old-fashioned root beer. What was it? I know what it was. 20 past 4 at WJMA, and I found one of these, the Alfred Burt Christmas carols, and so we'll play one of those for you in a few minutes. And we've also got this afternoon at 5:30, as you know, the Powerline program coming up. And that's one of the more interesting and unusual and contemporary sounding programs. It sneaks up on you. You don't realize this is a church program, right? But listen to it, because it's got great sounds and good ideas, too. Speaking of great sounds and good ideas...
You'll find great savings this Christmas at AIDS Discount in Culpeper. Miniature tree lights with two-way flasher, $1.33. Polaroid SX cameras are available at AIDS at great savings. Toastmaster electric slicing knife, $8.99. Norelco 35T electric razor was $34.88, now Christmas priced at $24.99. Shop now and wrap up Christmas early at AIDS Discount, Main Street, Culpeper.
421 at WJMA on a Sunday afternoon. Early's Used Cars features wholesale prices, open 7 days a week. The Jimmy Joyce Singers, the Alfred Burt Carol, We'll Dress the House.
From all the dishes rare, his favorite one may choose. And ye who would the Christ child greet, your heart also adorn, that it may be a dwelling meet for him who now is born.
Let all unlovely things give place to souls be decked with heavenly grace,
that ye may view his holy face with joy on Christmas morn. We'll dress the house with holly bright and sprigs of mistletoe. We'll trim the Christmas tree tonight and set the lights aglow. We'll wrap our gifts with ribbons gay and give them